This is Growing Uncomfortable, the podcast that explores techniques that will improve your life. Growing Uncomfortable with Stephanie Lee starts right now.
Hello, this is Stephanie, and I am growing uncomfortable every day in every way. And you know what? I hope you are too, because growing uncomfortable is exactly what you're supposed to do, and you are doing it right if you are doing that. It is putting the seed in the ground and putting dirt over it and watching yourself flourish and grow and become this beautiful person that has everything they want in life. And that is so cool. Listen, I want to talk about one, just one, natural law of the universe. There are seven of them, but I thought I would start with the first one, which is, of course, the most important because it's what starts it all, right? These laws here that I am going to present to you in this podcast are laws, and they cannot be refuted or denied, and they must be paid attention to. You cannot deny them, and you have to follow them. But did you know that we can tweak them and we can manipulate them to be in our favor? And that is so cool. But the first law is the perpetual transmutation of energy. What is that? Well, we all know about energy, and we say we are low on energy, or we don't have enough energy, or whatever it is. But this kind of energy I'm talking about is just realizing that energy is, in our world, energy is. We are just swirling around in energy, and that is the truth. It is a law. It is a natural law of the universe, and that is just something that you just have to accept if you want to go ahead and have a perfect, great life. And it also means, if you accept, and I hope you do because it's a law, that energy is, you will also accept that energy moves into physical form all the time. It is moving through you and through everything into physical form, and then it goes back and it goes through a physical form again, and it goes back, and everything is moving with energy. And the images you hold and I hold in my mind and in your mind most often materialize in results in your life. Energy is so important, and that is something that you need to realize before we even start on our trail of growing uncomfortable. Energy just happens, and it just is. You can't deny it, so don't even try. Okay, so listen, this is what I want to talk about. All right, so now we know energy is, but how do we get to the point where we are getting what we want? Well, now that we know one of the natural laws of the universe, and that is such a simple law, energy is, you just have to accept it because you can't change it. Now we are going to go to one of the higher faculties of the mind. Well, we're going to go to the imagination. And imagination is so cool. And I'm sure that you remember being a child or being a youngin' or even last week or yesterday and having a daydream and having your imagination run wild with something that you want. Maybe perhaps when you were a child, it was to be a fireman or to be a dancer or to be a chef or to be a computer technology expert, or to be anything, to be a scientist. These are all things that you maybe thought about and you maybe had daydreams about. But as quickly as you had them and as quickly as you looked out the window in your classroom and started to daydream, we were often and most certainly told by our teachers, our parents, our friends, everybody to stop that. Stop daydreaming. Well, guess what? I've got news for you. I'm going to tell you to don't stop daydreaming. Don't stop using your imagination, because guess what? And I hate this phrase, but I'm going to use it. The imagination is the best nation in the world. Oh boy. Anyway, so let's just move on. And let me tell you that there are many, many things that I have imagined in my life. And I am so happy that I'm able to share those things with you, because it is really great to have an imagination and to see the things that you want come into fruition. And that is exactly what I've done with a lot of the things in my life. Listen, say that you are not having a great time in a relationship in a marriage, in a business relationship, you don't have the best partner or the best person to invest money with, or you just don't have a good friendship with somebody, or you don't have a great car, you want a better car, you want a better house, you want a better anything, you want a better life. That is natural and normal. That's the whole point of this podcast, right? We're not settling anymore, and we are not being comfortable anymore. And that is the point. So say, for example, that you want to be something or you want something. Well, my big thing that I want is a house on the beach, right? That is a wonderful thing that I think about all the time. And that is part of what is in my imagination. Now, listen, a lot of people will tell you that you can imagine all day long, and that is true. But we do have lives, and we do have things that we have to do. So imagine yourself just going through life as that person that you want to be in that house or in that job, and go through that life. Just imagine it throughout the day, not all the time. That would drive you crazy. But just imagine it in little bits. Now, my suggestion and what has always worked for me is something that I have known since I was about 40 or so, and that is that the best times to let things into your subconscious mind, to let the dreams and desires come in, is right before you go to sleep and right when you wake up. That is when it's most, you're most accepting of it. That is when it's most susceptible. That is when the thoughts can come into your mind and into your body and into reality. Right? So let's try to do that. If you can just get yourself to a state of really just relaxing at night, right before you go to bed, turn off all those devices and shut them down and just be peaceful and quiet and imagine a life that you want. Imagine just one thing that you want. Maybe it's just, you know, hey, I want a cup of coffee in the morning, all right? Or something like that. Or I want to go shopping, or I want to purchase this or that, or this top is going to be available to me at the store. Anything that you want, imagine it, and imagine it at night, right before you go to sleep. That's when you are most accepting of thoughts in your imagination. And then drift off to sleep, have a great sleep, and wake up and say, this is what I want, and imagine having it. Not only will you declare it, but you will see it happening. You know, when I started a job way back when, probably about 15 years ago, I used my imagination to actually get that position because I saw myself going into the interview and getting the job through my imagination. It had already happened. I was so excited by that idea. I was loving it. I saw myself shaking their hands and accepting the offer, and that is exactly what happened, because the next day I did just what I imagined, and I knew that I had the job. And it was all started by using my imagination in the correct way, by accepting a positive outcome. And that's what you have to do. Listen, I'm not going to say it's easy to use your imagination, especially when your life is not perfect. Okay, I know how it is, but I also know that you can change it through using your imagination, and you can have that piece of your life or that little thing in your life change a whole way of looking at things dramatically. Now, I want to read to you something that came from an author that a lot of people don't know, and her name is Genevieve Berrand. Maybe you've heard of her, maybe you haven't. She was a pupil of Thomas Troward. And he was certainly a self-development teacher in the late 1800s. And she had wanted to be a pupil of his. Well, he never had a pupil. He did not have pupils. He didn't have students. He didn't, you know, have his practice open to anyone. He was just a philosopher and a self-development person. But this woman, Genevieve Berrand, wanted to be a pupil of Thomas Troward. And it was very telling because she really had no real way of getting in touch with him, no real way of knowing who he was besides one book that he had written. And so she was determined. She had a stipend type of a income where she really just had enough to live on. And she needed to earn about $20,000, which would be equivalent of about $500,000 right now in today's money exchange. And she had wanted to earn about $20,000 or wanted to have $20,000 so she could go to England to study with Thomas Troward. Now, she did this and she wanted this without even really even knowing Thomas Troward would accept her as a pupil. And that was very kind of a brazen and bold idea that she had, right? Of going to England and convincing Thomas Troward that she would be a pupil of his. But as she did so, she saw herself acquiring the money that she needed. And she didn't have a lot of money. So I want to give you one of her quotes from this book. It's called The Invisible Power, and it's by Genevieve Barrand. I will leave the link in the show notes, as I always do for books that I am so interested in. So this is what she had to say. I had gleaned a vague idea of visualizing. So every night, before going to sleep, I made a mental picture of the desired $20,000. 20 $1,000 bills were counted over each night in my bedroom. And then, with the idea of more emphatically impressing my mind with the fact that this $20,000 was for the purpose of going to England and studying with Troward, I wrote out my picture, saw myself buying my steamer ticket, walking up and down the ship's deck from New York to London, and finally saw myself accepted as Troward's pupil. This process was repeated every morning and every evening, always impressing more and more fully upon my mind Troward's memorized statement, "My mind is a center of divine operation." I endeavored to keep this statement in the back part of my consciousness all the time, with no thought in mind as how the money might be obtained. Probably the reason why there was no thought of the avenues through which the money might reach me was because I could not possibly imagine where the $20,000 would come from. So I simply held my thought steady and let the power of attraction find its own ways and means. So you see, what she did was she never ever knew how she was going to get the $20,000, but she saw it in her mind. She saw it in her mind. And the marvelous thing about the mind, this is a wonderful thing, and you're just going to have to believe it, is the mind doesn't know if it's happening in real life or in your imagination. So that if you can hold it in your head, you can have it in your hand. And Genevieve Barrand did just that. She imagined all the things that she wanted. She imagined the $20,000 that she needed to buy the steamer ticket, and so it was. And that is such a cool thing to realize, because we all have that power. It's an invisible power, and that is such a cool thing. Now listen, Genevieve Barrand wasn't the only person that has done this. There have been tons and tons of people that have used their imagination to get just the things that they want in life, and it has worked like a charm. But you have to keep at it, and it has to be repetition. Imagination is possible, and it always works every time if we keep at it. We don't stop. So my challenge for you this week, 7 days, it's not that long, just imagine that one thing that you want in your life. And before you go to sleep, get very comfortable and very relaxed, take some breaths, and just drift off and just see yourself having that one thing. See yourself, if it's a job interview, shaking that person's hand in acceptance of that job. If it's a business partnership, see that happening in a glorious way. If it's a relationship you want, well, you can see that happening, right? You can walk with the person. You can have dinner with the person. You can kiss the person. You can see that happening. And you can see yourself traveling with the person. That's all within your imagination. But guess what? If you think it enough, it's going to become a thing. Do you remember what I just read to you? The law of perpetual transmutation is the images that you hold in your mind most often materialize and results in your life. So that is what the imagination will do. It'll make things materialize in your life as the results that you want. That is so cool. And that is what I want for you. But guess what? It works every time if you just keep at it and don't give up on your dreams and desires and your imagination. It will work for you. Okay? It will work for you. I repeated it twice because it will work for you. I have seen this happen over and over again in my life and in other people's lives. So don't give up. So keep doing that. just for this 1 week, just take one thing only that you want. Even if you can't think of something, just think, okay, I want a cup of coffee. And imagine that cup of coffee coming into your hand and drinking it. And so that is a cool thing. Do it every night and first thing in the morning. Every night before you go to bed, before you even drift off to sleep, and every morning as you wake up. It will materialize. It will. If you keep at it and you are diligent about it and you are repetitious about it, it has to be. As long as it's a positive thought that's not hurting anyone and not hurting you, I am all for it. And I am for you continuing to use your imagination every day in every way. Now, do you want to know how to get in touch with me? Of course you do. Listen, first I would say to you, please subscribe and follow me. Subscribing is free, 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 for free, free, free. Okay? I don't know how else to say it. It's free to subscribe. It doesn't cost you any money and it's great for me. But also you can go to growinguncomfortable.com and get to the past episodes of Comfortably Uncomfortable before we changed over to Growing Uncomfortable and Growing Uncomfortable episodes going forward. And I also want to tell you that we are all over social media. You can get to those links from growinguncomfortable.com as well. Listen, I would love to get an email from you. You. Yes, you. And my email address is growinguncomfortable@gmail.com. It's so easy. I love getting emails. I love suggestions and feedback and ideas and just everything that you can give to me. Let's work together and I will love to hear from you and I will always listen to you. That's it. You know what? Keep growing and feeding that seed and get yourself to grow uncomfortable. By growing uncomfortable, that's the key. Okay, I gotta get out of here, but I will see you the next time. Okay, bye-bye.